Yes, yes, ladies and gentlemen, yes, welcome to another edition of Geek Culture Congress here on Checkpoint XP. We are live on Twitch on the Checkpoint XP channel, of course, and if you're listening to us on our podcast or you're checking out the video on one of our affiliate websites like Wild 94.1 or 92.5 Maxima, welcome, bienvenidos, welcome to Geek Culture Congress. I am one of your hosts, as always, Luis Speedy Jr. Gonzalez, and I'm accompanied by the very famous and talented Mr. Tarek Lewis, actor and comedian extraordinaire.
Yeah, being all them, dog.
Yeah. And you forgot terrible Mario.
I mean, I'm getting trash on Mario Kart right now. Because I'm more focused on the show, Joey. That's the issue. Yeah.
We bring it, we bring a little video game once in a while because, we're on Twitch now, so.
You understand?
Like, yeah.
I come in here like I'm trying to give the smoke to all y'all.
Don't tell me you got any type of console or whatever we playing for the week.
Yeah.
Yeah, don't tell me what we're doing because I'm coming all like guns blazing.
Of course. Also, by the way, you can always check us out now on. You're using the wrong mic, Joey. That's why you sound far away. By the way,
switch mics
yes,
on.
Yes, I have to switch up on you here. All right, so hold on. Let's see.
There you go.
Check 1, 2. There we go. Here we go. Are we ready now?
We good.
Yeah. All right. Cool. Sorry about that, guys. Listening to us here on the podcast or listening to us watching us live on Checkpoint XP. Shouts out to everybody. All of you guys in internet land, Twitch land. And also, by the way, I just wanted to announce that we are official. We are officially on bpodstudios.com.
We made
Geek Culture, we made it.
That's fire. Big things, man.
Yes, yes. So
I'm about to start getting bougie. You got some Antonio Brown
official
status.
I have a script, that I have to read officially.
Oh, you got a script now?
Yeah, yeah. Damn. So, they sent like, hey, listen. To say this now. And, I had the script, but what happened was...
Oh, damn, you lost the script? Grand opening, grand closing. Grand opening, here goes sponsors.
Grand opening, grand closing.
But check us out, okay? bpodstudios.com. There's a lot of all the great podcasts that are up on bpodstudios.com, just like Checkpoint XP and all of their affiliated shows. They got Nerd Life. They have the Comic Guru as well. And also, now they have us, Geek Culture Congress. Check it out. Also, you can follow us, of course, on iTunes, Google Play, Spotify. But bpodstudios.com. Check out all our great podcasts here at Beasley Media Group, okay?
Let's
get into what we came for, which is the meat of the show. So, I like to bring back, before we get into what we talked about in the pre-show, anybody who was watching on the show on the Checkpoint XP, everybody's invested in all these brand new franchises or franchises they haven't used in a while. And there's one franchise that has recently reared its head again. And now we're talking about G.I. Joe, ladies and gentlemen.
Oh, yeah.
G.I. Joe.
I forgot about that ever since the trash.
Is that a franchise?
Since the trash.
It is,
because
it belongs to Hasbro. And, Hasbro has always wanted to do interconnected. Universe, and they do have one, like in the comic books, they have one with Transformers, G.I.
Yeah,
Joe, Action
movies,
Man,
actually.
Micronauts, ROM.
Did you say Action Man?
Yeah, Action Man, yeah. Action Man is a part of their...
That's Hasbro?
Yeah, it is Hasbro. Wow. But in the comic books, they did one called Revolution, which was a pretty decent read. It was interesting. Hmm. I recommend anybody go check it out. You can get that on Comixology and all that good stuff.
That's super rare.
supposedly, this is the beginning. Okay, so they're getting it. This is going to be a movie based on Snake Eyes,
which is clearly the most popular character.
Well, yeah, that's what everybody is going to want to see. I mean, it is what it is.
That's all you know. Is based on Snake Eyes.
They have some actors attached to it. Somebody who's going to possibly be the Hard Master. If you remember, the Hard Master is. He's the guy who teaches Snake Eyes and Storm Shadow, the ninja ways,
Yeah.
And then they did have an actor that's attached to be Snake Eyes. But, I mean, do you guys think there's meat in that?
Yeah, I think Snake Eyes is popular enough.
There's money to be made with that.
Absolutely.
If they do it right.
Yeah.
Kick it off with Snake Eyes.
Hopefully
it's
not like a Bumblebee situation where they try to
like Bumblebee.
Well, you didn't like Bumblebee, bro?
It was all right.
Come on, why are you a Bumblebee hater, bro? Look,
I got my
Devastator on, right? So it's the strongest Transformer, okay?
Bumblebee was it was an eye.
Yeah.
But, like, I'm just saying, because You understand? Like, I think everybody got kind of tired of all the Transformers movies, so they decided to go with the popular character in the Transformer movies, which is Bumblebee. Gave him his own spinoff. It was fairly decent. I don't know what it did in the box office, but well, I mean,
it did well. It did well. I mean, it did well enough that I think they're doing something else. I don't know exactly what, but you know,
well, they butchered the G.I. Joe movies, all of them. So I mean,
you didn't like the first one?
Nah. That was
first
crazy.
One's all right.
Nah, because you didn't. You never really get to see Cobra.
That's true.
They saw Cobra like barely, like at the end.
Yeah, they did. They did.
And then
kinda...
they didn't even do it justice in the second movie.
Yeah, they pulled a Mandarin on that one.
They really ruined that. They really foobarred that. Like, I really lost it when they killed Duke. Or was that the Duke character that they killed?
Killed Duke.
They killed Duke, and then they brought in Rock, his main character. Like it was like not even like 20 minutes into the movie. It was like.
Yeah, they killed Duke. I just think they didn't. I think they didn't pay Channing Tatum.
I think they tried to do like a homage to like a cartoon.
He was fresh off of like 21 and 22 Jump Street. He's like, all right, now y'all need to pay me because I'm actually.
I think he must have been charging by the minute because they got him for like a hot 15 minutes.
Yeah,
and that was it.
I just hope that they do this movie some justice. I mean, it's it is the popular character in G.I. Joe.
I mean, I always grew up. Roblox was my dude.
Yeah, I like Roblox.
They have so many
I like Roblox. He got them rhymes.
Yeah, there's so
I pity the fool. It was kind of like a Mr. T kind of like a.
That's a disrespectful to the African American community.
It was like a Roblox. They tried to use like the Mr. T thing on Roblox.
Did you just say I pity the fool?
Yeah, he was saying that too. He was saying like you know he make a rhyme about like Serpentor and like you know like how he's gonna smash his face in and stuff like that. You know, it was cool. I dig it.
Yeah, you. I'm glad you're not writing this movie. Because you're mixing up characters. I don't think Roblox even met Serpentor.
yeah, he did. He fought in the cartoon movie. Come on.
No. That was Cobra Commander he was rocking
with. He fought Serpentor, too.
No, Cobra Commander was wrapped around his neck. Remember that?
Yeah, that's why. But he did fight Serpentor, too.
One of my favorite lines in cartoon history is Cobra Commander saying, "Was a man." It's the funniest thing to me.
Was a man.
It's hilarious to me.
That's what we need. That's what we need in these movies, to be honest with you. We need that.
The classic.
We need that classicness back, right? Yeah. Huh?
But listen. Some of it works, some of it doesn't.
Well,
like,
yeah.
It's like when you watch the X-Men movies and you just waited for that scene for Wolverine to be like, bub.
No, bro. Yeah. Have you ever tried to watch like a Transformers cartoon show or G.I. Joe 80s cartoon show? And you're like, oh, I can't believe I like this.
No, I still enjoy them, man. Listen, I still enjoy them.
Yeah?
Transformers had the intrigue, fam.
Yeah.
Like a Mega Supreme and the Constructicons, they had a history, you know what I mean? It's like they were like brother-in-laws. It was dope.
You know, there was one Transformers episode that was just about Prowl and a human that was hiding Prowl.
Yeah.
It was like one of the first episodes, maybe the third episode or something like that. I always loved that episode.
They had a joint where the dude who was the fish guy, he was a boat. He was a boat and became human. Transformers is milking us.
Hasbro, make it happen, okay? But just do it good, right?
I would watch a Snake Eyes movie.
I'm with a Snake Eyes.
Is a Snake Eyes
movie
official?
They just gotta make it dark.
Yeah.
You see, that's the problem there, because then they say, well, you know, we need a movie that's all ages so we can cash in, because that's what, you know, look what banks. Tell me an R-rated movie besides Deadpool.
But see, now I think about it, the fact that they gotta make money off of the merch and the toys and all that, like, it's not gonna work.
Yeah. That's what makes movies messed up. It's just the studios want the kids, man.
Capitalize.
Damn them kids, man.
It's the kids, man. You're right. Damn kids. It's all good. So what else we got going on? You got to give us a review for It too.
Yes.
Yes. And Joey, you got to check it out as well, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. So that's dope. So
all right.
Give us. You know, are we should we waste our time? Because I haven't even watched part one, so I should invest or what's up?
Well, if you haven't watched part one, don't go watch part two.
No, obviously, but you know, should I invest in part one and then
you can only watch part one and be okay.
Really?
Yeah, I'm gonna say that. You can only watch part one and be straight. But so here's It too. It all makes no sense.
Why?
The movie just makes absolutely
but,
no sense.
But I've seen like the old movie, like the old 80s movie.
Yeah.
Know? But like so worse, better? Different eras? Tell me.
It's worse.
Worse? Really?
It makes absolutely no sense.
You know our boss? Travis, he was in the hallway. He stopped me. He's like, "Hey, man, It too, thumbs down." I was like, "Really, man? So mean? Why?" So he started explaining why because he's mad about certain things, stuff like that. But I didn't believe him for a second, but damn, Travis, you were on point.
It makes absolutely sense.
And it's not
no
because
sense.
You're the boss.
But let me say this.
It's not because you cash all these checks.
Yeah. It's extremely funny.
Yeah?
It's funny, and when if you like stuff to make makes you jump, like if you're there just to uh-huh. jump, it does a good job of that.
Really?
I'm not a jumper. I don't jump a lot during movies, but the people around me were definitely like freaking out because they do a good job of the suspense.
Really?
But the plot doesn't make any sense.
Wow.
So, but it's funny.
Without spoiling it, there's something that you can explain that's like, well, like, why did this happen? No?
I mean, it's kind of, so it starts 27 years.
I mean, it's kind of old. Like, it's been,
yeah,
the,
you know, it starts 27 years later.
Right.
And,
And you've seen part one. So part one for you was?
Good. I like part one.
You like part one.
I really enjoy part one. I enjoy part one better than the original part one.
So if the director was somehow, some way able to make like a supercut and squeeze part one and part two in 3 hours, you would watch it?
Yes.
Yeah?
Absolutely.
Yeah. Interesting.
Absolutely.
Which will probably will never happen.
No. Somebody had to do it at home on Adobe Premiere.
Yeah.
But yeah, no, it just didn't make, like the plot didn't make sense. But it was fun to watch. I enjoyed watching. It was fun. I mean, how much can it make sense, though? It's a clown, right?
Right.
But, nah. If you're not invested in the see how it ends, but it's a fun, like, it's a fun movie to go to.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay. So, a good, like I like to say, popcorn movie.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, right. A very good popcorn movie. Yeah.
Okay. That doesn't bode well for the French, for that. I don't know. But whatever, it is what it is. What about you, Joey? You saw it, right?
Yeah, I saw it. definitely watch the first one before you see this one. Definitely not as intriguing as the first one was.
Really?
I think you're curious to see what, you know, it's going to look like, you know, in the second half because, you know, it's a remake. So I'm just curious as to how they're going to pull it off and, you know, stick the landing with the second one, which is, it's not a bad movie. I think you just have to watch both movies together. It's not one of those things where you got to, like, separate them.
Okay.
Because I definitely lost interest at one point because I felt like there was a way too much. They gave every character their own, like, scene to kind of pick up from, you know, because it's 27 years later. So they had to, you know, don't want to spoil the movie, but. I mean,
just how your feelings. Tell me your feelings about it.
They isolate these characters. Yeah, they get a little more background.
And I thought that was kind of boring at a point because, you know, it just felt like it kind of dragged, and you kind of expected something to happen each time. It's like there was no suspense in that.
Yeah,
I already knew, like, all right, something's gonna happen. The clown's gonna pop up and freak these guys out.
Yeah.
Like, so, I already know. I already was expecting. You know, it was obvious.
Right. And I agree with, so we got Dark Druid here. I'm sorry, my eyes are not working right. Dark Druid. Thank you for tuning in with us here at Geek Culture Congress at Checkpoint XP. But he says that he enjoyed the original movies, and that's why he hasn't gotten to the other ones, because he didn't want to be let down.
Crazy thing is, I've never seen the original
movies. I agree with him, because we talked about it. We could talk about it, because if you've seen the original movie, the spider battle at the end, you know?
Yeah.
You know,
they did the spider battle. See, I got to watch the original. I've never saw the original.
Oh, yeah.
I never saw the original part two.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I was big about the part
two.
Because
it's like a 4-hour
thing. Because I was like, I was like, you know, that was a thing. Like, you know, they were going to come back, you know, if he came back, you know?
Yeah.
That was still a theme in the movies, you know, so.
That's in there. I mean.
Yeah. So, like, you know, they were like, we're gonna get revenge if he comes back. You know, like, you know,
it was enjoyable.
It was
enjoyable to.
It was clown
extent.
Catches smoke. Finally,
I thought
Bill Hader was dope.
They say that he stole the show.
Yeah,
he
kind of
like definitely went to a new level.
Like,
of
you definitely
acting.
Wanted more screen time for Bill Hader.
Absolutely,
like, I think he honestly made the movie like
tolerable.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
All right, so four out of five, out of five,
three.
It wasn't a bad movie. It's just a good. It's just, you know.
Man, but that's a long movie. Like, I see it running like 2 hours and 49 minutes, something like that.
Yeah, it's almost a 3-hour movie. But I think they could have trimmed that down with, you know, those. Like I said, if they hadn't isolated those characters like that,
right?
I think it would have been, you know.
I agree. Me and Joey are in concurrence on this.
Interesting.
For like the first time in the long.
I don't know. I don't know if I'm gonna invest my time in them yet.
Well, we know you're going to illegally download it anyway.
Come on, guys. Just put my business out there. Anyway, speaking about illegally downloading, I saw it.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
You know, through official channels, I saw Titans Season 2, Episode 1.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll give you my review of it for anybody, because I know you guys tapped out of it a long time ago.
Yeah. I'm just waiting for Disney Plus.
Yeah.
Come on, bro. DC wants you back. DC Universe wants you back, guys. They got Young Justice. They got everything you guys want. They got the Batman animated series. Come on, Joey.
But Batman animated series, I don't want to pay $7, what is it, $8, $7 a month? Just for a Batman anime series. I watched that on repeat.
Joey, you're a famous DJ. You got money.
He's smart with his money, though. Joey's smart with his money.
Man,
it's different.
I gotta pick my battles, bro. I'm a sneakerhead. I gotta keep up with all the latest technology, new game, NBA 2K and Gears came out. Like, come on.
But it's got any comic book you want to read, almost. DC too.
Why are you so invested?
I'm messing with you guys. I wanted to bust your chops. That's all I wanted to do.
But this is what we have you for, to kind of get us the scoop.
Pretty much, they ended season one like on a cliffhanger, but like a cliffhanger as far as like season's one plot wasn't finished. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And I hate when shows do that. And I get it. I guess they did that because they're trying to change it up for. You know, the streaming, you know, mm-hmm. to get people to come back when season two comes so they can stream it, you know, I guess. Not do it. You know who used to do that a lot was the CW. Like, there would be an episode, right? Mm-hmm. And they didn't finish the plot of whatever the season was, the final episode of the season, and then make you wait the whole season break till next season, wrap up that plot with the season opener, and then start, move on to the next plot.
Walking Dead does it, you know.
Yeah, there you go. A lot of shows do that.
Yeah.
And I'm not a fan of that. So I don't appreciate that.
Well, but, so is he the last thing? The last season was the big fight with Batman, right?
Yeah.
What was it? Was a fight with Batman?
AKA Batman Shadow.
Spoilers. Spoilers. Okay. It was like a dreamscape fight with Batman make him be evil, be taken over by Raven's father. If you've seen like the animated cartoons, it's kind of the same plot. Mm-hmm. You know, the father tries to take over the daughter to destroy the world. And,
of course.
You know, and she flips it on him. But that's pretty much what happens, you know, without ruining everything. If you know Raven's story happens in this episode.
I'll be curious to see how many people are actually watching Titans. You know what I mean?
Well, I mean, it's got a following season. I mean, you know, they don't keep making stuff if it's not nobody's watching it, right?
Of course they do.
give me an example, please, Terrigos.
Titans.
No, give me another example. Out of DC Universe there.
Oh, you're talking about out of DC Universe? Yeah. What else do you have? All they had was Titans and Swamp Thing, right?
Yeah.
There's no
and
other original
Swamp
programming.
Thing before it even started.
Young Justice.
Swamp Thing
they keep rolling
dope.
With Young Justice. Apparently people like that.
Yeah, Young Justice was dope.
Yeah, it was.
It's not worth that money, though.
It's nice to look at.
Yeah.
From the trailers.
Come on, man. They got Aqualad has got a boyfriend now. Come on. Yeah. It's exciting new territory.
That doesn't... Okay. That's not a reason to watch, man. What's next?
Titans is cool. It's cool. It sets up a new... Like, he's building a brand new team at the end. And he's going to make a little transition to Nightwing and stuff like that. So it was interesting.
I'm not quite there yet. But I don't like the fact that Starfire...
A lot of cursing, though.
Not the fact that Starfire looks like Megan Thee Stallion. Starfire is out there looking like Megan Thee Stallion. I'm not with it. I'm out.
I don't know if a lot of our Checkpoint XP audience know who Megan Thee Stallion is.
I'm sure they do.
Oh, I'm pretty sure they do.
Yeah? I don't know.
You can't miss that.
Chime in, guys.
She's got
the
best knees in the game.
Really? I think we're getting out of our scope of nerd stuff here.
Don't stereotype these people.
Exactly. they know what's going on.
Oh, man. Thinking about things that are great, then. Let's talk about... Robert Downey Jr., because a lot of the buzz in a lot of posts on the internet in the opinion sections are that Robert Downey Jr. deserves a run at the Oscars for his last...
For Endgame?
For Endgame. Mr. Tarek Lewis, you are the actor expert here.
Absolutely not.
And why do you feel that is?
Well, that is such an ensemble cast movie that you couldn't pinpoint anyone to get an Oscar.
I think
I think the real great, because that moment, that's what everyone feels like the Oscar is about, this one moment. Mm-hmm. You know, that's an Oscar moment, I guess. But he doesn't say anything in that Oscar moment.
Right.
He's just going away. It's the writing and the brevity of the levity of the scene. That's what's causing it. If anybody were to get an Oscar from Endgame, it's got to be Chris Hemsworth for Fat Thor.
Yo.
You think so?
His character is different.
Fat Thor gets an Oscar?
Yeah, man. He's outside of his normal character. He's showing some depth. We see him, like, you know, with his mom and drunk and redeeming himself. That's
he had a lot of range. There's a lot of range. A
lot of range.
I like what Taika Waititi did with the Thor character in Ragnarok, because I think we got to see Chris Hemsworth play both sides.
Yeah.
You see him emotionally. You see him get emotional, but you also see his funny side.
Yeah. So that's where I think if anybody should.
Damn, that's a wild card.
Should get
you
an
know
Oscar.
Talking about our boss, Travis hates Fat Thor.
What?
Yeah, he doesn't
best
like
Halloween
that.
Costume this year. Best
wow, Halloween costume. Fat Thor?
He hates Fat Thor. That's a big conversation all the time when we talk about Avengers.
Wow. Okay. Yeah.
But I appreciate the levity of it, the emotion of it.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, because what do we go through? You know, when we're depressed. I mean, we drink and eat things that are bad for us. And
I feel,
you know,
like, I feel like you're kind of attacking me right now.
No, I mean, no.
Are you making this personal?
No.
Okay. I'm going to be okay.
If anything, I'll make it personal about myself.
I'm going to be okay.
Let's see. We got some comments here. Let's see. We got Dark Druid. He said that was a real struggle, that he acted so well. He did like Tony Stark's acting with his family and the challenge about giving up, you know, the family life for the world.
Yeah, that was dope.
And then he says the whole scene meant more to me than his end scene.
That's interesting. I can see that.
Like, you know, there's the scene where he figures out the time travel problem, right? And he's like, should I do this or not? Yeah, and he goes to Pepper and he's like, hey, should we do this?
I thought it was dope when he looked at it. Like, he was trying to, like, contemplate whether to even tell Pepper in the first place.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And just, you know, when he's like, I figured it out.
Yeah.
Right.
And she, like, knew right then and there, like.
The thing about his end scene is, like, we knew that was going to happen. Right? Like, didn't we know? We kind of knew. We knew somebody was going to die. So, I felt the scene, but, you know, I knew somebody was gonna catch it. So, the fact that it was him was not that surprising. It was going to be either him or Cap.
I didn't think he was going to catch it, though. That's the crazy thing.
This is the way he caught it.
Yeah.
So, but I'm not mad at it, but, man, you're going to have some people upset that, you know, a British guy is not winning it. Not nominated for the Oscar.
Well, you know,
they always win.
That's another vote for Hemsworth. At least he's Australian.
He's supposed to win that? Are they supposed to win that stuff by default? I don't know.
Yeah, man.
They usually get
it's
all the
crazy
because, you know?
I just realized Christian Bale was from Australia. Is he Australian?
He's Australian, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. A lot of those dudes, man. A lot of those dudes are Australian.
It's crazy.
And every black guy on television is British, except for the cast of Marvel movies.
Yeah, I think that's the first non-British black actors in movies.
Yeah,
wow.
In those movies, that's funny, hilarious.
Oh man, so talking more about Marvel, you know, Marvel acquired Fox, of course, and
really?
We're looking forward to. Yeah, you know, this is a big. You know,
wait a minute.
No,
where have I been?
Yeah, so they have this movie that's been sitting in the wings to come out that hasn't quite come out yet. Probably because of the debacle that was Dark Phoenix, which is the New Mutants movie.
Mm-hmm.
Supposedly it's done, and it's not very good.
Oh, yeah.
And Marvel management is kind of looking at this like, what do we do with this? Or I don't, you know, I'm just guessing that it's not good. I'm sorry. That's not fair to anybody.
Can I correct Speedy in what exactly was said?
Yeah.
They don't see the box office potential of it. Because
see, I see corporate people saying that, you know?
Yeah, they don't see the box office potential of it. And that's because it's a horror film.
Well, so
It's not going to make $200 million. I could tell
as
you.
As fans, as future Disney execs that we may be one day, Tarek Lewis, Joey franchise, okay? And I'm
well, definitely Joey. I don't know about me and you. Joey has all the good ideas, and I like X-Men. So I may be left to call on this one.
Let's be devil's advocate here. So, New Mutants movie. Do you kill it?
Kill it.
Throw it away? Destroy it? Never see the light of day? Like the Fantastic, that old Fantastic Four movie?
Put it on Hulu.
That's not killing it. That's putting it somewhere where people go watch it and make fun of it.
Well, put it on Hulu, yeah. I make fun of a lot of things on Hulu.
So that would be like a run it. So they're going to run it, put it on somewhere, either Disney Plus, Hulu, throw it on Netflix, whatever they decide to do with it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Or
Green Lantern on Hulu.
Or do you do another reshoot, fix what you need to fix, and try and fit it into MCU?
No.
I don't think everything belongs in the MCU.
No, not
that's
everything.
One of those things.
Hmm.
It doesn't belong in
this
MCU.
This might be a good opportunity for them to do the mutants thing, if they, you know, redo some lines, maybe. And
I want to see it.
You know, I don't know.
Because I personally like the trailers. I like the fact that it was a horror, more of a horror flick.
Right.
And it was, an action movie. Yeah. I like that spin. Because I really enjoy Brightburn. I was one of those people. So, slap my hand.
That Dark Druid says, no New Mutants, please.
Yeah, thank you. I'm with him on that.
But, you know, it made, you know, like, they invested money in it. So it was kind of like, are they going to take that loss? How many millions of dollars or whatever? I mean, I guess it wasn't their money, technically. They just bought Fox.
Just look how 50 Cent feels whenever all his movies get thrown on Netflix. When has 50 Cent ever made a good movie? Like, he's acted with Al Pacino, Robert De Niro, Val Kilmer.
There was one movie that was interesting. I forget
Gerard
what it was.
Butler,
There was one movie I watched with my son that was interesting.
You know,
I completely forgot.
50 may come at you for this one.
I need the clout.
Yeah, 50 be in these streets.
You want that Twitter war?
I need the clout. Let's go.
You want that Twitter war? Wow.
And I'm not a Power fan, so I don't really, you know.
Oh, man. You might just cat. 50 might come after you just for that.
You really want smoke.
As long as I owe him money, I'm good.
Listen, I want to see it. I want to see what the movie's about.
Really?
It can't hurt them to put it on.
So they throw it on Disney Plus?
Yeah. I'm not saying the theater. I'm not saying the theater. I don't think a theater movie, but I think a Disney Plus.
What about,
why not?
What about the potential for confusing fans? What did they say? Because let's face it, people are not savvy as a lot of us major fans.
But
why
would it be confusing?
Because people say, something that's Marvel, and that's, you know. And,
but there's going to be a bunch of ABC stuff on there.
Yeah, so the Marvel television stuff.
Yeah, it's not going to all be, you know.
Because
isn't there the rumor that they're going to incorporate some at some point, maybe?
Right.
Maybe I make this up. Cloak and Dagger? Or am I making that up?
Well, I know they're going to do a combined Runaways and Cloak and Dagger thing.
Yeah, that's what it
thing.
Is. Yeah.
So I think that's just an episode or a couple episodes on both shows or something, or maybe just on Runaways, I think.
Yeah, I'm not a Runaways fan.
Yeah. No, I couldn't get into it either. Yeah. I don't know. I got to give it another chance.
So what do you say, Speedy? What do you think? We know you only like two things.
I say destroy it. Just forget it happened. Because, you know, you reboot it, you know?
Who was in the movie for us to even
You're
think?
Not going
to
go that direction as a company
anyway,
you know?
There was that one chick
that
was in...
There's the girl from Game of Thrones.
No, then there was the girl from...
I don't know. We're going to have to Google it now.
She's in Queen of South.
Yeah, Queen of South.
The Queen of South chick is in
and
it.
And the kid from... one of the kids from Stranger Things is in it.
Oh, okay.
Wow.
It sounds like a straight-to-Netflix already.
Yeah, they should just put it in Netflix.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
I'm cool with that.
I don't know.
Don't tie it into anything, make it its own thing, and bomb.
I don't know. But as a
whoever's
company,
curious, not me.
As Marvel, as a company, as a subsidiary of Disney, they're just not going in that direction. So why have a property that's not going in that direction as far as their TV or their Disney Plus or anything?
So here's what's bothering me about Marvel. This is what bothers me about this whole thing. And I know I'm on my own on this one. Now everyone feels like whenever you have a movie, it should build a universe and tie into something else. everything doesn't have to tie into something else. I don't want everything to tie into something else.
Fair enough, but that's what we got, Marvel Television.
Yeah, I don't like the idea that if whenever they make a film, they're like, well, how can we make this? Like, the whole Far From Home? Yeah. Far From Home thing?
Yeah.
With the, we can spoil it now with the Skrulls and Nick Fury. I did not like that. No. I was like, you're stretching. You're trying to. Yeah. You're doing the most.
I don't know. I liked it.
Of course you did.
Yeah. Joey liked it. I right,
did.
Joey?
I did.
Yeah?
Mm, not a fan.
I think. Yeah. I mean, for New Mutants, I like the fact that things are, like, connected. I know you don't like the fact that everything's, like, connected, yeah. But I just kind of like that because, I mean, it just creates anticipation for the next movie. You know what I mean? Like, Ant-Man, for example, when Ant-Man came out, I never read an Ant-Man comic in my life.
Yeah.
You watched it because of the bigger narrative.
But yeah, the narrative was go, huge. Yeah. It's like, yeah. You have to watch it. And then I actually ended up liking Ant-Man. Like, Scott Lang's character, Paul Rudd playing Scott Lang was amazing. Like, and I just grew fond of the movies, and I look forward to seeing more as,
right.
You know, this narrative keeps building. So, and he actually did. I think like he kind of low key stole a lot of scenes in Endgame also. Yeah, because he was a very
Paul Rudd is actor chops. You know, I mean, like he's been around.
I remember when I first saw him in Clueless.
Yeah.
Yeah. He was a man in Clueless.
Yeah, he was. That was so weird though. He was a stepbrother, and
oh yeah, it's very.
He was messing with his stepsister at the end.
It made me think he was okay. It's not.
It's like every porn narrative.
Yeah. You can't even pull up the site without getting asked. The first thing about
that's horrible. That's horrible.
Like, well, this just got X-rated. Really quick.
I mean, your wish might come true, Cherik, because apparently the big shot at Sony said the door is closed on Spider-Man. Mm. So we might get some standalone Spider-Man stuff. Huh?
Yeah. No, I'm happy about that. I want Spider-Man and Venom. That's for me at this point. If you're doing Spider-Man and you never approach Venom, then it's like no point in doing it.
I just think it's messy because they have that in the narrative of the other. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So to try and separate it now is kind of like, well, you know, I mean, it's just bad storytelling. Yeah, I think.
No, you're right.
You know? Like, so he's not going to reference Tony Stark anymore. He's not going to reference Avengers. He's not going to, you know, I mean, I'm just saying, I don't think that's going to happen, but.
I think this Sony thing is going to be a mess. Venom, Tom Hardy was a great Eddie Brock Venom, but the story was not good. The story wasn't good. I didn't like the story.
Yeah, it was.
I didn't really like the story. I feel like it moved too quick. It moved. Really,
if you read a Venom
really
comic book, it's very similar.
And I know they were going for. Yeah. I know they were going for lethal.
It's not an Eisner winning comic book, you know.
Yeah,
maybe, you know?
But they were going for Lethal Protector, and I get that.
Yeah,
but you know, and now how you're gonna? Now you got Tom Holland, and they're gonna throw him in a Venom movie or throw Venom in a Spider-Man movie ASAP, because. But the way the narrative has been is like. It's just really ugly.
I think it'll just get uglier. Yeah, no, yeah, I think it'll get uglier.
And here's the thing, like, you know, Sony feels because we made a lot of money with Venom, even though the ratings for it weren't as good. Mm-hmm. I mean, they did some fan service.
Maybe then emboldened now.
What was that?
They feel emboldened.
Yeah, and you know, Into the Spider-Verse did really good. Venom did really good. Oh, we think we got this from here on out. It's like, you know, now you can't integrate it. I wanted to see Spider-Man with Doctor Strange and right. Kind of team up in some form. Spider-Man and Hulk,
or at least close the narrative. You know, do something right. like Spider-Man coming to Doctor Strange. Hey, help me! Like make people forget. You know, like
yeah.
And Doctor Strange
say that.
Like, hey man, the only thing I could do
because
is put you in another universe.
In the comics,
you know?
Doctor Strange made everybody forget. Mm-hmm. You know, Peter's Spider-Man's identity.
Right.
Or
something like
that.
I don't know. I'm grasping at straws, but what do you
say,
Terry?
No, but that would have been the perfect
narrative. I don't want that, man.
I
like Spider-Man by himself. He has his own big enough universe, but we don't need to tie him in with Hulk. I like to see Spider-Man take on the Hulk and Doctor Strange and team-ups, but Spider-Man has Carnage and Venom and the Sinister Six, and he's got Felicia Hardy and all these other people.
Yeah, but I miss, we're going to miss, potentially miss, like him teaming up with the X-Men and him teaming up with Wolverine and him teaming up with Deadpool and seeing a Spidey pool type of thing on screen. like I was looking forward to that. I remember in the cartoon when, you know, Spider-Man came to see Professor X. Remember when they crossed over in the cartoon?
Mm-hmm.
I think because he was turning into
Man-Spider.
Yeah. Like, I want to see, like, not probably Man-Spider. I think that's way too maybe far-fetched for film.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, just him integrating with all those guys and getting wisdom from maybe Professor X or something like that.
Now, this may be my blackness speaking here.
All right, go ahead.
But I think I think this tie-in character will be Black Panther.
For
I think he'll be the character that ties into everything.
I think so because, you know, he's married to Storm.
Yeah.
It makes perfect sense.
It makes more sense. He's a worldly guy. He runs a whole country. Mm-hmm. He'll be the character.
He's going to be the Iron Man for these phases to come.
Yeah, I don't think we need, you know.
And he's got the money for it.
Interesting.
You know, like we don't international know, man of mystery.
Black Panther.
We don't know where vibranium comes from. All the technology he has.
Well,
he can do space
from outer
stuff.
Space, obviously. From
he could do space stuff. You know, there's a lot of things he could do. They can do Namor. Everybody wants him to do Namor. They could do Namor. I think just these Spider-Man.
I think that's happening.
Spider-Man, let him be your friendly neighborhood spider. Unless they do Secret Wars and then everything all.
I mean, that's
Russo brothers come back for that.
I think that's a way to bring him back into the MCU is through Secret Wars.
Fair enough, but they still have to cut that core, like, you know, do something, wrap up that, I don't know, or just assume. I guess everybody just have to assume that he's still part of MCU.
Yeah, listen, from Sony's perspective, I understand. They're like, listen, we probably only got one more Spider-Man individual movie. You know, at some point, we're just, you know, we've bled Spider-Man. You're gonna bleed Spider-Man at some point. You have one more individual Spider-Man movie. Yeah, we want the rights. We want to be able to do what we want to do with this last individual Spider-Man movie. And Disney's like, no, we got plans. And Sony's like, well, this is our last chance anyway. I would just take the chance. Hmm. You know, I would take the chance because when they do Spider-Man in stuff, Sony's not really involved. When Spider-Man in Endgame and the Infinity War, you know, Sony might get a little bit out of that, but when they do Spider-Man movies, they get a lot more.
Hmm.
And it seemed like Disney's probably thinking, or Marvel Studios is probably thinking, let's put Spider-Man in these four things first before we do a film.
Mm.
It's the same reason Tyrese is mad at Rock and Vin Diesel.
So what if...
we're supposed to be doing Fast and Furious.
Interesting.
What's this Tubbs thing?
I don't know, guys.
I did see somewhere. I mean, I was looking on Reddit. Mm-hmm. And, you know, take it with a grain of salt. But, like, Amazon's reportedly interested in buying Sony. I know I read that somewhere, and I just pulled it up right now. Now,
Amazon?
Listen, if Amazon, and, you know, Jeff Bezos got the paper to do it.
Yeah.
If Amazon, this is what I read off of Reddit. So Amazon, if they're interested in buying Sony Pictures, which would actually mean that Spider-Man rights can go back to Marvel Studios, regardless of whether or not Sony or Disney sort out that problem.
Wow.
That'd be interesting. I don't know how
I think they'll come to some kind
is,
of resolution. Or I think Disney would just say, hey, listen, we don't like to leave stuff unfinished. We'll just go with the same deal. Let's run it.
Here's the thing, but what if that actually happens? Like, what if Disney's at the point because, you know, they can buy Sony, but then that would kind
of
make them like a
monopoly.
Well,
they got to go through a lot of U.S. legal things.
Yeah, it won't. Legally, it won't be allowed.
Yeah,
I don't. So, like, you get somebody like Amazon to purchase Sony right there.
Yeah.
And somebody to cut.
What if Disney's just that hungry to be like, yo, all right, y'all didn't want to play ball with us and our offer, whatever the case is, regardless of who was at fault in that deal. But, man, Amazon comes through as a power player.
Mm-hmm. So you're saying Disney, Spider-Man is Antonio Brown in this situation.
Yes, and Disney, and Disney is the Patriots.
Disney's
the Patriots.
Okay.
I can't believe we included
that. And right now he's currently on the Raiders.
Spider-Man's on the Raiders right now. Okay.
I was watching all that drama unfold with the football. I was
Let's go.
I was like, I know Joey's loving this.
I saw,
as soon as I saw Patriots, I was like, oh, man, Joey's jumping up and down right now. Like, yeah.
I just want to feel that way when Spider-Man comes back to Disney. Listen, Jeff Bezos said, damn this, I'm buying you guys out, and I'm teaming up with Kevin Feige and them guys.
I'm concerned, I'm telling you. Concerned about Disney. Here's the thing. Here's the advantage Marvel always had over the other properties.
Right.
Is that Marvel Studios is the Marvel Comics guys, so they know comics. When you think about Fox Studios, it's like, we don't work for Marvel. We're taking these characters and trying to figure out. Even DC, it's not like, well, DC Universe is, mm-hmm. but, you know, it's not DC Comics people. It's like other people coming in. Where Marvel Studios is like, hey, we know the characters. Disney bought it, but we know the characters. Mm. But Disney has interfered before. With Age of Ultron, they interfered with Josh Whedon in order to try to, and Age of Ultron is one of their weaker
True. Yeah, I believe films. I agree.
So I'm just worried about them having like no competition and just interfering in films to thinking about the wider market and selling toys.
This is called a transition, ladies and gentlemen. As we transition to the next topic, we talk about something now that they do kind of really interfere in a lot, and they've, you know, had effects of that with just their Star Wars franchise.
Yeah. I'm a little upset that you don't think these people understand the word transition.
We're not talking to grade school kids.
you know. I don't want to be a little confused because, you know, we're just talking about Marvel. Now we're talking about Star Wars. What's going on with this show? No, I'm sorry. Anyway.
It's a segue,
ladies and gentlemen. We have the new movie coming in December, Rise of Skywalker.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Ian McDiarmid, who plays the Emperor. Okay. Hayden Christensen. Yeah, he was Anakin, of course, in the Clone War movies and the prequel movies. Mm-hmm. They had an appearance at a con.
Okay.
I think in Salt Lake City, maybe. I could be wrong. Mm-hmm. And Disney pulled a cancel.
On the appearance?
They
pulled a cancel on them. They told them, like, hey, you guys can't do this appearance because we don't want no spoilers coming out by accident for Star Wars Rise. Look at the power of Disney right there. They sent a cease and desist to the con saying, hey, you can't do this this panel with these two actors because we're afraid of spoilers.
Well, you do know that they send, like, somebody with Tom Holland whenever he had to make an announcement or make an appearance on TV.
Yeah.
Just to make sure
it's like the mafia. It's like the Disney. It's like the Mickey Mouse mafia, man.
They wear all Mickey Mouse masks.
Yeah, Tom Holland can't be trusted, apparently.
So that's led the internet to speculate, ladies and gentlemen, that Hayden Christensen is going to make an appearance in the new movie. Of course, as a Force Ghost source.
Yeah.
You think Force Ghost? I kind of think they're going to go...
Because why cancel? You know what I'm saying? Like, why? You know, like, Disney overplayed their hand, I believe.
I don't know. I mean, we were going to suspect anyway, right?
Right.
Why
do a cease and desist? Like, we'll sue you, you know? You know what I mean?
Well, no, a cease and desist is not we'll sue. It's more like, just chill. You know, just chill. Don't maybe not do that, you know? I think we're going to speculate anyway. Like all the speculation that was around The Last Jedi was crazy.
Yes.
You know, I think this movie's going to have some flashbacks, to be honest.
That's what I think he'll be back. Yeah, because he'll be back in effect.
We're talking about the rise of Skywalker. Like, you know, we're going to see some flashbacks.
I just want to see like a scene, you know, set up the scene for everybody. Like Kylo Ren is like mad, you know, and some Force Ghosts try and talk to him, you know, and it's Hayden as Anakin, whatever. And he's like, hey, you know, you want to be like I was, huh? Like, you want to be like Darth Vader? And he pulls out like a Force Ghost Darth Vader on him and like has like a battle with him or something, you know?
I wish you could see the childish excitement on your face right now.
You know, so, and then, you know, and like scare the you know, the scare the hell out of Kylo Ren, you know, with that Force Ghost, you know? And I think that would be cool. I don't know. That's just me, you know.
He became a 4-year-old. Like, and then
I'd be excited if I saw a scene like that. Or something close to it. You know?
That's you know what amazing.
I mean? Like some horror movie stuff, you know? Yeah. But, you know, in Star Wars, you know?
Listen, I wouldn't mind seeing some flashbacks and seeing what happened with the Emperor. Mm-hmm. But I hope they don't overdo it just to do it. You know what I mean? Now, isn't J.J. Abrams is doing this one?
Yes, he is.
So I have faith in J.J. Abrams.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Me too.
I really enjoyed
the Star Trek movies.
Yeah.
Huh? He did a really good job with the Star Trek movies.
I like the Fringe show.
Me either. I've never been a Star Trek fan.
Star Trek. I like the Star Trek.
But the movies were on point. Like, J.J. did his thing.
Yeah.
Fair enough. Now, I want to give a warning to everybody here watching the live show and also listening to the podcast. I want to talk about some potential leaks that came out about the new Star Wars movie. So it might spoil the upcoming movie. So if you're not into spoilers and you're afraid I'm going to spoil it for you, this is your warning.
I feel
okay?
like I should leave.
All right.
I know that was like really that was a really detailed explainer.
It's up to you. I mean, we can get into it. Or I could just say it's out there, you know, and let people read it if they want to read it. You know what I mean? So the Making Star Wars people, I guess they're on Reddit. Making Star Wars, I think it's a channel. They're really good at spoiling stuff. They got a pretty high accuracy of. Posting spoilers for the new Star Wars movies.
Okay.
So they put some rumors or some leaks, should I say, about the plot of the upcoming movie. that's up for anybody who wants to read it. If you Google it or, you know, go to Reddit. Whatever.
I'm okay with plot leaks.
Mm-hmm.
So,
I'm cool. I've read a few plot leaks.
We'll get into some plot leaks then?
Yeah.
All right. Of course, this might not happen.
May
not happen, but do not hold us responsible here, Geek Culture Congress, nor Beasley Media Group, or Checkpoint XP, if we ruin your expectations of Rise of Skywalker, okay?
You're getting murdered on social media. BP Studios, chat!
Or B-Pod Studios, okay? B-Pod, thank you very much. So, one of the rumors, or should I say leaks, is supposedly there's a scene where they're going to fight some kind of worm or whatever, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
Some monster worm. And that when they defeat the worm or whatever, Rey has the power to heal. And she uses her force powers to heal, which is like a known thing in Jedi stuff.
Yeah.
You know, to have the healing powers.
Mm-hmm.
So that's one little leak that she's going to have, that she's going to be like the super, that she can heal people.
Right.
Or possibly, the rumor is that it might be bring it back from death, not actually heal it.
Yeah.
So I don't know. So I think where they're going is they're trying, because the bring back from death is actually a dark art.
Yeah.
Is a, you know, a Sith thing. So they're kind of saying like she's kind of like somewhere in between.
Hmm.
Okay.
Yeah.
And I'll get to the point in a minute. Like I said, this is the part where where we're talking about stuff that you might not want to know. Okay. Anyway, there's a battle with her and Kylo Ren where there is a force tug of war,
yeah,
which they've done it before with the lightsaber. If you guys remember that.
Yeah.
And I think it was in the very first movie, I think.
Yeah.
I don't remember. But there's a force tug of war again, but this time with a ship that's trying to escape, I guess. One is trying to push it on his way, the other one's trying to keep it.
Yeah.
Right? So in that struggle of them having this force tug of war with a ship, she gets mad and she shoots out some lightning.
Ah,
what?
Okay.
Yeah.
Wow.
So, and it like shocks whatever, you know, Kylo Ren, and the ship escapes, whatever, or something like, I don't know.
Women are not going to be happy about this.
So,
one part,
remember,
woman,
no, we just talked about
evil.
The dark ray. Remember, we talked about the dark ray scene that's in the trailer.
Yeah.
It's there, okay?
Yeah, she got the hoodie on and everything?
Yes.
Yeah. She's hoodied up.
Now, supposedly, the final scene, okay, of the movie is the other plot leak that was reported on. The final scene of the movie is her, at the end, she returns to Tatooine. And she goes to where the farm where Luke grew up. The house, she's walking around the house and the property and stuff like that. She's looking at it. I guess she's deciding what she's going to fix or whatever, you know?
Mm.
And I guess some travelers come by, commoners, whatever, and they're like, hey, I haven't seen anybody walk around here in a while. What's your name? And she goes, I'm Rey Skywalker.
Huh. Yeah.
Mm. Well, I always thought she was Skywalker.
So she's
Luke's kid?
So we don't know that. So what the assumption is right now, according to these leaks, is that Skywalker, even though she's not technically his DNA child, that Skywalker is going to be the new moniker for anybody who's a force in between light and dark.
Yeah. Kind of like,
and they've done that before in the extended series, I forget what they were called them. And back in, there was another story that there were like these knights that were kind of good and kind of bad.
Yeah,
they used the force openly, however they needed it.
Now this movie, this time around, we're actually gonna get a backstory on her, like her family and things like that. Are we gonna get that? This
don't
time
know.
Around?
I don't
because
know
because I don't think we've ever. We just know that she was abandoned.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Okay.
I hope we get more of a backstory. I'm curious to know where the hell she comes from.
I don't know.
Yeah.
All I know is we got that. Definitely, they got that evil Rey little scene in the trailer.
Yeah.
That's all we got. That's a definite. That's something. Or maybe it's a, you know, Disney has done this before. They throw things at us to
hit you with the misdirection.
Yeah, misdirection, you know?
I'm there for it regardless. I'm trusting J.J. Abrams on this one. And
what if he messes it up, man?
Damn, why you gotta do that like that?
I'm the same, man.
Why you gotta say that?
What if, the Star Wars hate just overwhelms, you know? What do you think? You think it's the end of the franchise?
Oh, yeah, it should definitely be the end of the franchise regardless. Although I'm there for The Mandalorian.
Yeah.
I'm excited.
That looks dope.
Mandalorian looks good.
I could go without any Star Wars movies, though.
Well, they got like two new trilogies being done by different directors, which is one by Rian Johnson. We already know that people are upset at him.
Yeah,
he's doing one, and then the directors of Game of Thrones are doing another one.
Yeah,
word.
So two directors that have controversy in their last projects.
Yeah, I might need a break after.
It's definitely gonna be a long time before we see anything.
So if it's like 5 years between trilogies, I'll be okay.
Hmm.
Yeah, I don't really see, as long as it comes to a nice end. A lot of people didn't like Return of the Jedi. And granted, I was like 2 when it came out, but you know, like
that's
seeing
that's
older.
But I would like to tell everybody that Ewoks are carnivores. If you didn't know. Okay.
A lot of people didn't like Return of the Jedi.
Don't know that.
But Return of the Jedi was a great little wrap up to what happened in the other films.
Right. Yeah.
So long as this is a good wrap up, I'm okay with it.
Oh,
and
man.
As long as they fix Finn. Finn was lame in the last
They need to work on Finn like, you know, I think they left, like, you know, like he grabbed that lightsaber, was going at it with the guy, you know, he didn't, the other guy got the best of him, but, you know, I think there's something there, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
You know?
He can't just put somebody like that in cool jackets and not doing anything.
Like, they cooled his heels in the second movie. It's like, what happened? You know?
Yeah.
I like the little love thing with the other actress.
That was whack.
Yeah, you know, like, I liked it. It was all right. It was cute.
That was whack.
Anyway. So, well, that's it for us here at Geek Culture Congress, guys. You know, people got to go do things, and of course, Joey's got to go on air. Joey, what's going on with you?
Same old same. Catch me on the radio, 7 to midnight on Wild 94.1. You can follow me on the gram and Twitter at Joey Franchise. Keep up with all the activity I got going on. That's pretty much it.
All right. And, of course, Mr. Tarek Lewis, tell him what you got going on in your universe.
Just I can't say some things, but just follow me on Instagram.
He's told me some of these things, and I'm excited for him.
I don't know these things.
He needs to tell you what's going on, because we're going to do some – we need to do an event for him.
That's what
we need to do. Yeah. Yeah. We're going to work on it, Tarek. Yeah. Don't do that. We're going to do it, okay?
E14 classified.
Yeah, that's right. Of course, you can follow My Eternal Life as a DJ at DJ Speedy JR on all social media, and, of course, us, Geek Culture Congress. Follow us on Facebook, on Instagram. Look us up as Geek Culture Congress. Okay? That's 3 words. And, of course, you can also find us on B-Pod Studios, where on Apple Podcasts and also Google Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you listen to your podcasts. Check us out, Geek Culture Congress. Okay? Thank you so much for following us and hanging out with us here on the live stream on Checkpoint XP every Monday at 6 p.m., God willing, we are here.
Yeah.
Okay? Yes.
Yeah.
And, of course, check out the guys, all the great guys at Checkpoint XP. They're always talking about all the esports news and all the gaming news. They're getting ramped up for
those guys, man, for real.
Yeah, for the competition. I guess because Gears 5 is coming out.
Yeah, I got to jump on it, man. Yeah. I've been busy playing 2K, but I'm definitely about to hop on.
They're ramping up for that.
That Gears.
They were talking to some pro.
I know, I heard, yeah.
Yeah, to some pro people.
I love Gears. Mm-hmm. I'm glad 5's out.
I pre-ordered Modern Warfare, so Monday I'm going to have Modern Warfare here on the stream. We're going to play it, give it a run, give it a review, too. Mm. And you know, this is a slow news week, and that's what we're going to be talking about, Modern Warfare, here in the show, okay? At least on the live Checkpoint XP if we don't do a show, okay?
Copy that.
So that's it for us here at Geek Culture Congress. We'll be back Monday, 6 p.m. here at Checkpoint XP here on Twitch.tv. And, of course, you can also check out our past shows on our podcast stream at bpodstudios.com and everywhere where great podcasts are found, Apple, Google, Spotify, and much, much more. Signing off. Have a good one, guys.
Peace.
Peace.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking 5 of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on 5 we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top 5? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.